nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills of Iowa, and you were not thinking of me.
Like a video film bizarre. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. In such a rush, I picked the wrong music bed. This is pretty cool, though, huh?
I can't hear it.
It's eerie. Yeah. Can you hear it now?
At first, I thought I was at PSA.
Sounds like some weird PSA.
Talk over. Yeah.
Well, anyways, we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Is this the right one? What happened, anyways?
On that album?
Huh? No, I think it's actually this one. Is what on this album? That's what we used to. Is what on the album?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know where I was going.
I just confused you big time with that music. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're a crash course for the Ravers show. And I have Stigmatics coming in. I hope so. I see their dear friend Lucille here alone. It kind of makes me worried. She just walked in by herself. You're not a bearer of bad news, Lucille.
No,
not at all. Okay. That's great. So it looks like Stigmatics are going to sit in with me, spin some stuff. They have some music recorded now, right?
Awesome.
We'll have to get that in the system. That's awesome. Because I don't have any. There's so many times I go, is it by chance someone else put something by them in here? But I look and we'll get it in there,
yeah,
though.
Sounds good. Hey, how was the Thigh Scrapers gig?
We'll talk all about it, right? The Thigh Scrapers played New York City. That's my band I sing with. They played New York City last Sunday. Yeah, day before Labor Day. And Otto Shrunken Head in Manhattan. Fantastic gig. Played with 61 Ghosts and some other great bands. Just a great, great time. So good, we got two more offers down there, Lucille.
Sweet.
We're already playing. We know we're going to do October 20th at we were offered another Otto's one in November. I don't know if we're going to do that one, but we're doing Parkside Lounge October 20th.
Nice.
Like down the street.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
Hey, I was looking for a CD for Marie for her birthday the other day. We are a crash course for the Ravers show, by the way. I did say that, right? And I'm Brian Young. That's Marie Michelle. That's Lucille.
Hi.
It's Lucille Muddy.
Hi.
I was looking around Newberry Comics for a CD for her birthday. And I don't know why, but they had, I thought it was a brand new Pete Townsend album. And you say you don't like Pete Townsend at all. But actually, when I was driving home with it, I'm like, I go, I thought it was new stuff. So I really, I wanted to hear this.
He puts out new stuff all the time.
Huh?
Because that's what Pete Townsend does. He puts out new stuff.
Does he? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, so I wanted to hear this. Exactly. So, yeah, hey, hang on, guys. I'll be out there. Just hang tight. There's a bunch of people waiting in the hall now. So, on my way home, I realized this isn't a brand new Pete Townsend CD. It's some, compilation he put out in 1986, and they reissued it. But they had it in the news section at Newberry Comics, so why would I not think it was brand new? Anyways, I stopped, and I got Marie an awesome book. About ghosts and haunted Boston.
Boston,
yeah. So we'll be reading about that. I think the big present to her was, hey, we went. I took her to New York last.
That was.
We stayed in the Warwick.
That was it.
Elvis and the Beatles stayed in the Warwick. We were right next to Radio City.
Did they change the sheets?
A little bit.
You think?
Ours, I think. Okay. Ours, anyway.
All right.
Oh yeah, it's right next to Radio City Music Hall. If you want to look for those pictures, they're on my Facebook page. If you scroll down. I was prowling around the neighborhood in Manhattan at 2 a.m. I got pictures in front of the Tonight Show and stuff. No one was there but me, but it was all lit up, you know. The night before early Labor Day morning. Funny stuff. But, we did get a good Pete Townsend CD of it. Ben just joined us.
Yes.
Ben, intern Ben, you made it.
Hello.
Do I have hair? I'll put your mic on there, Ben. What are you up to?
A lot. Getting a new job, so I've been kind of busy for a while.
That's cool. Thought you might be working today.
No.
I'm losing my voice, so let's get to music so I can get something to drink. Yeah, so I picked up the album anyways. It's Pete Townsend, Another Scoop, which I think, I guess that means it was his second compilation probably in the 80s. You know, this is, but you know, the stuff that wasn't good enough for the first one. No, but it's actually some, I found some gems in it. So let's play a few, like, of the old Who songs redone by Pete in the 80s. How's that sound? And after that, we'll be with the Stigmatics and see what they got for us, okay? Like, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, huh? All right. 91.5, A Crash Course for the Ravers. Hey, and if you have requests, 855-915-9636. And do I have that? Yeah. Ready to go. MFO.
Happy Jack was known, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the Isle of Man. The kids all would sing, he would take the wrong key. So they rode on his head with their furry donkey. But they never stopped Jack in the water lapping. And they couldn't distract him from the seagulls clapping. Laughing, and they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, that was Christmas, done by Pete Townsend, like in the 80s, from this Another Scoop. And Bob Roos, you seem to know a little bit about this album, huh?
Well, first it was Scoop.
Hang on, how come I don't hear you? Oh, because you're not even talking into a mic, Bob Roos. What are you doing?
Oh, well, first it was Scoop, which came out like a couple of years previous to that. And that was also a album of demos.
Okay.
That he made, and then he got, then he got Daltrey and Entwistle and Moon to do their things on them. So that's just all Pete.
Yeah, but when did he actually record them?
He actually recorded them probably like, let's say Happy Jack came out in...
60s.
67, maybe.
That doesn't sound 60s to me. Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying this stuff is that old? They're old, old demos he put together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they made them sound damn nice then, because that doesn't sound like anything from the 60s.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Interesting. Thank you, Bob Roos, for letting us know what we're listening to. I need you in every week, I guess, huh? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes. Let's listen to a couple from them, because they're really short songs, you know. And some of it, you know, I'm not crazy about. I listened to the whole thing in the car, but the Who ones are just like, whoa, great stuff. And what's this one? Oh, yeah, we got to hear this. I got to try and type these in, too. Like I said, they're short. So, yeah, if you're looking at your radio, it's not that. And I am speaking with Stigmatics, who are all here. Peter, Bob, Matt, Lucille.
We're missing Randall.
Randall, unfortunately. He's here in spirit. Yes.
Right.
What did Randall have to do?
Randall had to work today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understandable. Let's just hear a couple more off this, and we'll get to you guys. You guys have some stuff we're going to hear, too, huh?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What did I have here? Oh, yeah. This one. You might remember this.
Simple things you see are all complicated. I look pretty young, but I'm just backdated.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
Like, I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Yeah, we did just hear a big old scoop, another scoop of Pete Townsend. And started with Happy Jack, Christmas Substitute, and Pictures of Lily. Bob Bruce pretty much knew what it was about. And then I did read this, but I forgot about it. Inside, it does have a little excerpt. Pete Townsend says, "This is the second in a series of albums bringing together demo tapes, home recordings, and unreleased oddities produced during my career in and out of The Who. I want to thank my..." Okay, thanks everyone. You guys can obviously look that stuff up. But that's great. Pete Townsend, another scoop. And speaking of Bob Bruce, he's with a fantastic band. I'm a big fan of theirs. I hope you will be or are already and or will be. It's Stigmatics right here. Bob Bruce, Pete McCormick, Matt. Matt, what's your last name?
Robinson.
I'm sorry. I always forget about poor Matt's
name. No worries. Yeah, and Randall Gibson.
And Randall, of course. No one can forget Randall. And, yeah, he's actually doing stuff with Real Kids right now,
right,
too,
right,
isn't he?
Right, yes, right.
He's a busy guy.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And so the Stigmatics, fairly new band. I've had you on before. You want to quickly go over how you guys got together? I know you've said it before on here, but I'm sure there's people listening who haven't heard you guys. You're from down by the Cape, aren't you?
Yeah, I was playing in some cover bands down in down the Cape area where
that's
I was living.
Peter.
Right. And was looking for something. Saw a Craigslist ad and for some guys looking for a singer. And I never really thought of myself as a singer, but I could sing and play.
Really? So, yeah. I don't even think I've heard this story.
Yeah. No, I thought I was playing guitar, but I could sing too. So
yep.
I would get that spot. And... so I went up there and I immediately clicked with Bob's original material that he was doing. And that's what drew me up there. They were looking for a singer for original material. And even though the songs sound completely different than the way they were first presented that first night, there's something that just clicked with me. And I really felt a connection to it. And that went on for a few weeks.
And then we kicked out the other guitar player.
Right. I said, "Hey, I can play these. I can play these songs, and I can play this thing." So were you just
strictly singing at first without your guitar?
Right. Yeah, I was just singing, and oh my gosh, that's what you
and
do.
And you're not used to that at all.
Totally naked. Yeah,
That's not your thing.
No.
Yeah, well, it wasn't.
Right. Right. So I was glad to be able to bring the guitar on, and then things. Things went along. We had like 14 songs ready to play out. We were psyched, and the drummer left. And on the way home, back to the Cape, my hour and a half drive back, I'm thinking, what the hell are we gonna do? And who do I know? And Randall had just been kicked out of the Real Kids, so I was like, first on the list. Thought, what a dream thing.
What year is this?
This was what, two years ago?
16.
I say he was kicked out of the Kids.
Sounds horrible.
I kid him about that because I think that's a great thing to have on your resume.
Yeah. Well, he's actually in the Real Kids right now, so don't worry about it.
And he's back in.
I
love that band. That band has so much to do with me even being here.
Yeah.
And so it's...
we'll play them later on.
They're one of the reasons I can still do this and still want to do this.
Fantastic band.
Yeah.
So, I can't say enough about them myself.
We picked up Randall, and he liked the songs, just like made a connection with the songs. And, you know, it went from there, and we just finished up recording some stuff, which we're going to play tonight for the first
I can't wait. I've never heard, I don't think I've ever heard you recorded. I think I've only heard you
the live stuff.
In person. The live. Live.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. This is the first stuff. And,
this is not totally produced yet. I mean, we we have more studio time we're going to need to do on these to make them 100% radio friendly, etc.
Okay. Do we have any swears on these right now?
No.
No.
Okay, so we're okay, huh?
Pretty much, right? Yeah. Pretty sure.
Do you want to play one?
Yeah, why don't we play Drama Queen?
Which track, do you
which
know?
Which is track two.
All right. So it's the Stigmatics. First time ever heard
this
on radio?
Is this first time on radio, yeah.
Wow.
Right.
It's a moment. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boom.
Ta-da.
A Crash Course exclusive. Stigmatics, first time on the radio right here. And let's do, I hope I get it right. What's the name of this one? Drama Queen.
Yes.
All right, on Stigmatics, MFO.
Turn it up.
Drama Queen, the Stigmatics. Awesome stuff, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Recording at Woolly Mammoth, right?
That's right.
And if you listen carefully, you can hear David David playing piano on that song.
Minahan on piano.
Yeah. Well, we all gave it a shot. We all gave it a shot.
Did you really?
Could
anyone play piano at
all? No. It was terrific. I'm singing the vocal in the booth. I can't hear what's going on.
Right.
But when I'm singing the vocal, I'm hearing the piano, and we had talked about this, you know, rehearsals. Could hear a piano part in it,
like in your head,
in my head,
in your head. This belongs here,
right, blasting, and you know, it's not there. So I get out, and I said, I hear a piano part, and David was like, oh, did you hear what? No, there's no way I can hear. He was in the other room. playing a piano part, and because he was hearing the same.
Oh, he was already doing it in the other room.
Imagining it. Yeah, and he had a little electric piano there. And so he's just banging on something, evidently. And I couldn't hear that, but we were all in agreement that there needed to be a piano thing. So I get, none of us really know what we're doing. I gave it a little try. I got part of the way. Bob gave it a try. He got further along. David tried it. And he got a little further along with it. And I'm not sure what ended up on that. It was fun, and it was good.
So you all did a little piano on it.
Yeah, we don't know.
The piano you did is actually in the recording.
No.
Probably one of the versions. I don't know.
you think it's mostly Minahan on the piano?
He actually played.
He's a man of many talents.
He played it. He was an amazing person to be working
with. That's what everyone says. I did get to meet him once.
Phenomenal ear, and it just blew me away with what he pays attention to.
Right.
That everyone else would just skim over.
Right.
And I was very impressed, and really enjoyed it and learned a lot just sitting there watching him.
That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. So Jimmy James, my guitarist, and I did the Woolly Mammoth tour, and we're going to record with Minahan. I don't know when, but soon.
When you think about his experience, I can actually play on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you think about his experience, you know, and you know what he's gotten to watch unfold,
right?
And
his associations alone—I mean,
right.
Paul Westerberg,
right in the mic, Bob.
His associations—you
can move it any way you want.
The Replacements,
right?
I mean, he was doing a few years of tours with them,
right?
And he opened for David Bowie at Sullivan Station.
Yes. Your mic is
Stadium.
Off, Matt, so anytime you can jump in, too. I don't want to leave Matt out at all, and I don't ever want to forget. It's Matt Robinson?
Correct.
Yes. I don't ever want to forget his name. Go ahead, Bob.
David toured with and opened for David Bowie at Sullivan Stadium. Can you imagine?
I know. I actually heard my bassist. Many people know Joe Moyer is also with State of the Union, and they've recorded over at Woolly Mammoth, and he told me a story. During practice, he tells us stories like, you know, he's got many Minahan stories like that. Minahan told him just another, so this must be third hand. But I guess David said that one of those shows, David Bowie disappeared. And then reappeared dressed as Ziggy Stardust, like in the 80s or something, you know? I mean, I would have had a heart attack.
Yeah, that was like late 80s, early 90s.
This show is named after a Bowie lyric. Bowie is one of my gods. I never knew he did that other than the early 70s. I mean, and I saw him a few times in the 80s. If I saw him do that, I would have peed my friggin' pants. I
was impressed way before any of that. One of my cherished possessions still is the 79 Rumble recorded off of BCN that night. My friend at college recorded it and gave me a copy of it.
Rock and Roll Rumble?
What,
with Neighborhoods?
The Hoods on one side, La Peste on the other side.
Oh, there you go.
And that was a blueprint. That was
Remind
a
me, we'll
blueprint
play some La Peste too, another great band.
Cassette. And it was great stuff. So I've been a fan of his work for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so it was terrific. But he's just absolutely, totally chill about everything. And we had a great time, and we were happy with the way.
I'm really looking forward to being there. Yeah.
And if we only had more money, we'd be back.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You gotta pay.
Yeah,
got it. Let's play another one. What else do we have on this?
A live one?
Want to do a live one?
Yeah.
How many tracks are on here?
Like 14 or something.
Really? Okay.
I mean, three are the studio and.
Well, we'll play whatever you want. I would end it with your favorite, though. You know, whenever you guys want to take off, you want to save the best for last.
All right.
about number 8, Out of This Town? I know that's one of my favorites.
Is this that Out of the Blue?
Out of the Blue. This is the Out of the Blue version. And
was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
Okay. And I think you we might even
that.
Hear you UMC. On it.
That was Father's Day. That was Father's Day.
That's right.
19 bands. What a great day that was.
That's right. Right. Yeah. You're trying to save Out of the Blue. They're still trying to save Out of the Blue. I was there last night.
Uh-huh.
Great show. State of the Union.
The Eaters, Nervous Eaters.
Yeah, Nervous Eaters. Yeah. I'm going, who was the big band? Glider.
Yeah,
it was great.
Kelly
great show. Yeah.
And Billy Connors.
Billy Connors had to get...
They weren't able to make it.
Something happened. There was a real excuse. I forget what it was, but... Yeah, something bad happened.
So was that a benefit concert for...
I think they all are at this point. The guy's just trying to save the place. His rent is so high over there. I hope it's still there for... Scrapers are supposed to open for Liars there sometime in November. So, fingers crossed.
Another Cal Cali production.
Yes. We don't do all Cal Cali productions, us with the Scrapers. Like I said, we're going to New York, Parkside Lounge, October 30th. That's a Steve Krebs thing, and I want you to get a hold of him. I'd like you to check that out.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Stigmatics on that bill, huh?
We would love to do something like that.
That would be awesome. All right.
If all four of us can do it.
So what was the Out of the Blue, Out of This Town, track 8?
Track 8, yeah.
Right on.
Should be.
This is one of my favorite new bands in the area. So pay attention. They're going to be spun here a lot when this album's finished. Is it a full LP you're making or an EP?
Oh, full double album. Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, full double album. All right. Absolutely. Right,
box set.
Right.
You got to get the old stuff in there, too. All right. Stigmatics live. Not here, but Out of the Blue. What, a few months ago, huh?
Father's Day.
June.
Yes.
And his father got to see us.
Yeah.
That's right.
My dad was cool.
Yeah, I was talking to your dad. That's right.
Yeah.
WMFO. This goes out to Pete's dad.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Sigmatics. Thanks, Cal. Thanks, Tom, for putting this on. Let's go.
Speaking of Cal, I heard you thanking him at the end. Yeah, that was a Cal Cali production. Out of the Blue, too, just a few months ago.
That was a great day. 19 bands.
That was so fun.
It was just...
hanging on the sidewalk. My exactly. band played. Yes, it was very, very fun.
You guys got cut short.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted to... We had a lot more songs, but, you know. Gotta do what you gotta do. I hate that, but...
It was a fun day, though.
Yeah, it was absolutely a blast. And that's one of my favorite songs, Out of This Town, The Stigmatics, who I have right here in the studio. Peter, Bob, and Matt. And we're missing Ray, huh?
Randall.
Yeah. Why do I always call him Ray? Because of Ray, the other drummer.
Ray Fernandez.
Yes, right. That's why I do that.
Someone else was talking about that the other day and said how similar they are. They play similar.
Really? I'm not in outer space for getting that confusion then, yeah. I guess. Huh? All right.
Well, you are out of space.
Hey, you. Marie Michelle's in the peanut gallery over here today. So what's going on? What's your next gig?
With you guys, actually, at the C-Note.
That's our next gig, too,
On the 30th. Yeah, September 30th.
So right on.
Saturday night.
Two weekends of Rat reunion shows, I believe.
Yeah, you know what? I'll look that stuff up during our next song.
Yeah.
I'll get all the info for the Rat Beach Party, what we're doing. Where have you been playing?
Last show was at PA's. Before that was
the Wellfleet
gig, which was awesome.
Was that Beachcomber?
No, it was a parking lot, though.
I've asked you guys that a half dozen times, right. I think, haven't I?
It was right up the street from the Beachcomber in a parking lot on the beach. And it was
on the Cape. I bet it was fantastic.
Five bands on a July afternoon.
July 15th.
And it was just, it was a glorious day.
Of course.
And great music. Ends with a bonfire at who knows when. And I don't know, the sun was coming up when I eventually made it home. Matt had a fun time.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Great man. Matt drives down to Boston.
Did something happen to Matt?
Matt drove from Boston to Wellfleet with his brakes smoking.
Oh, no. Did he get him?
He made it to the gig. He made it to the gig. And then spent the rest of the night with tow truck drivers.
Back to Boston.
Oh.
So.
And what, like a couple $1,000 later, you got new brakes?
For the towing and then 800
yeah,
for the brakes.
I've been there, man.
But, yeah. You gotta do what you have to do.
That's right. More than my
car.
Don't
want to miss a gig.
Oh, yeah. Anything for the gigs. But yes. Yeah.
That's
what
right.
What a headache.
That's right. We show up. But that's where we got a couple of live tracks from that week.
What tracks? You want to look for them? You want me to find them?
How about we play number 4, One Man's Loss?
Woman's Loss?
One Man's Loss.
One Man's Loss.
It's actually the title came from a Bob Dylan bootleg of the Basement Sessions where I hear him saying one man's loss is another man's gain, and I said
he was just saying it. It wasn't even in a song.
Yeah, and I said that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, maybe I should just listen to what Dylan says. Whatever he says can be a song, maybe, right? He's Dylan.
What would Dylan do?
What did we say? Number 4?
Number 4. Yes.
One Man's Loss. And this is from the parking lot in Wellfleet.
In Wellfleet, yeah.
Interesting. I wish I was there, man. How many bands were there?
There was 5. Mr. Airplane Man.
Oh, I know them. They're good.
Yeah.
Awesome band.
Yep.
Pretty Girls.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. They were terrific. And that was just as it got dark and the lights came out. And that's when the whole cool vibe thing happened from the daytime to the nighttime beach party shifted.
Where were you on the bill? Towards the end?
Like,
good spot?
I think we were like second on there.
We were second.
So it was still light.
Yeah.
Yeah, but rocking.
Oh, it was great. People walking off the beach, just encountering
bikinis,
music blasting.
You get like bikinis and stuff out there.
Oh, it was a beautiful summer day.
It was a beautiful summer day, but not as many bikinis as you know you would hope. But
I don't look for those at all.
There's more to life than bikinis.
You gotta understand. Our audience is a little older.
What's this song we're gonna hear? Mine is too. I mean, I know we're just starting, but it is funny. It's like, you know, what I'm playing. It's the kids don't get it, but the older crowd is like, I remember that. And,
I don't know. Noise is noise. That would always, at any age, I think, bring me out of the woodwork.
What do you call this one?
This is One Man's Loss.
All right. We said that. And it's the parking lot in Wellfleet. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Obviously a live recording. Is that going to be on the new album?
If
it's a double album, it will be.
Yeah. If it's a double album, we'll have room for it. It's in the plans.
Right.
We don't know yet, right? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. We mentioned the Rap Beach Party, which both your band and my band will play at. So, and I said I'd talk about it. these guys don't need to go anywhere. They're the Stigmatics, so we're going to keep playing their stuff and talking with them. But I thought I'd let you know what we're doing on, what date was this?
September 30th.
September 30th. Weekend two, last weekend in September. Actually, yeah, I'll say what's going on the whole weekend, the 29th and 30th. If I can hold out. Wow, my voice is bad today. Well, I hosted last night. That's why. I was yelling. Makes sense. No, I'm not on a bender. The 5th annual Rap Beach Party is a fundraiser for the Hull High School Music Department, with emphasis to fund special needs musical students. I don't even know all this stuff. Almost all the bands except the host bands are packed with musicians who formerly performed at Boston's Kenmore Square Rat Club. There are almost about a dozen high school age bands performing. It's where the old gives the new, but I suspect the younger bands who will show up with new tricks. Likely this is the largest annual rock and roll event in New England. This is Mike Weddle speaking, not me. Can't pick a bad night to attend. All bands are top notch. Please spread the word. I don't know if I understand any of that, but anyways, this is weekend two. There's a 2-weekend Rap Beach Party. This is the 5th year they've been doing it. The weekend before that, you can look it up, there's a bunch of bands.
55, I think, over the
course. Is there really 55 bands?
Over the course of the 2 weekends.
So actually, I'm just going to read what's going on our night, right? The 30th. If I can get to it. 29th is there. Oh, I don't even know how to... there we go. 9:30. Well, we'll start with that Hull High School band, the Pirate Combo Performers. Lily Black. Because I guess they're a high school age band, yeah. They're a great band. Lily Black is on at 4 o'clock Saturday on September 30th. Then it's Billy Rath's Street Pirates. Of course, Billy's passed away, but the guys who played Billy Rath's Street Pirates, they're there, 5 o'clock.
I heard they're a trio now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Probably Dave Smallin, Willie, Will, Shackford. I don't know who Jack is called. Yeah, Jack.
The guitar player.
Yeah, Jack. So they're at 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock is Dennis Most and the Instigators. 6:50, Count Viglione's Love and Flame Band. 7:40, these times are funny, huh? 7:40, the Stigmatics. Like anything ever goes on time. Why would they have it like 7:40?
Yeah.
At least have it at the top of the hour or somewhere, you know? So you're supposed to be 7:40, 8:30, Charlie Don't Surf. That's a Clash tribute. 9:20 is Pop Gun. 10:10, State of the Union. 11 o'clock, the Thigh Scrapers. Come see us. 11:50 is Hardwired. That's the C-Note host band. If you know Greg, the sound guy down there, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
That's his band. So,
sound's always great down there.
Oh, yeah. C-Note. Right.
Yeah. And then there's more bands Sunday. Well, that's not even the last day. So come, you know, check out all that information. Rap Beach Party, 5th annual. Stigmatics, my band, will be there. I got the Stigmatics here.